Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, Chapter 2.
It was almost time for the Jewish Passover festival. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. He went into the yard of the temple. There he found people who were selling cows, sheep, and doves. Other people were sitting at tables to change coins for the people. So Jesus made a whip from some pieces of rope. Then he made all the people leave the temple quickly, with the sheep and the cows. He threw onto the ground all the coins of the men who changed money. He turned their tables over. He said to the people who sold birds,
"Take them out of here! Do not make my father's house into a market!"
His disciples remembered what it says in the Bible.
"My love for your house burns inside me like a fire."
Then the Jews asked Jesus,
"What is your authority to do this? Do a miracle to show us that you really do have authority."
Jesus answered them, "If you destroy this house of God, I will build it up again in 3 days." The Jews replied,
"People have worked for 46 years to build this house, but you say that you will build it again in 3 days."
But the house that Jesus was speaking about was his own body. The disciples remembered this when Jesus had become alive again after his death. They remembered that he had said this. Then they believed what the Bible taught. They also believed the words that Jesus had spoken.
Jesus goes to the temple during the Feast of the Passover. What he sees makes him feel a lot of emotions. People filled up the place in the temple where just anyone could come and pray. They filled it up with ways to make money. With cows and sheep and doves. And tables to exchange coins. I wonder how Jesus felt. Sad? Angry? As I hear the story again, I imagine I am on my way to the temple to talk to the Father. How would it be to encounter this scene?
It was almost time for the Jewish Passover festival. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. He went into the yard of the temple. There he found people who were selling cows, sheep, and doves. Other people were sitting at tables to change coins for the people. So Jesus made a whip from some pieces of rope. Then he made all the people leave the temple quickly, with the sheep and the cows. He threw onto the ground all the coins of the men who changed money. He turned their tables over. He said to the people who sold birds,
"Take them out of here! Do not make my father's house into a market!"
His disciples remembered what it says in the Bible.
"My love for your house burns inside me like a fire."
Then the Jews asked Jesus,
"What is your authority to do this? Do a miracle to show us that you really do have authority."
Jesus answered them, "If you destroy this house of God, I will build it up again in 3 days." The Jews replied,
"People have worked for 46 years to build this house, but you say that you will build it again in 3 days."
But the house that Jesus was speaking about was his own body. The disciples remembered this when Jesus had become alive again after his death. They remembered that he had said this. Then they believed what the Bible taught. They also believed the words that Jesus had spoken.
How do I feel seeing Jesus chase away the people making money in the temple? Does it scare me? Am I glad that he made a space for me to pray? The disciples remember that the Son of God would be filled with a fiery love for God's house, the place where people can come to be near God. What does that kind of love look like to me? Do I have a fiery love to be near God too? Does my love feel like a hot fire? Or does it feel like a little candle flame? As I think about what happened in the story, what would I like to ask Jesus about what he did? What would I like to say to God about my love? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.